from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a teacher and four support staffers suspended most likely will be fired after a recent incident with a student at the Barnegat Township Russell O'Brockman Middle School, according to school administrators in a community letter. Police investigated. They don't anticipate any charges being filed, but a special Board of Ed meeting has been set for this week at which members will vote on firing all five staffers. The school officials have not confirmed, but the child involved reportedly is an 8-year-old special needs student who is bound with tape on her wrists, ankles, and mouth. News 12 reports the mother is planning to sue the district. Bad news for New Jersey commuters who drive into Manhattan. It appears the controversial congestion pricing toll is here to stay until at least the fall. According to recent court documents, the MTA and the federal government have agreed to a timeline of legal motions that span several months, and that likely means the April 20th deadline imposed by the Trump administration to turn off the tolling cameras won't be enforced. Betsy Plum of the Riders Alliance supports the delay.
We won this program over many, many years. It isn't going anywhere soon.
The $9 toll has generated about $100 million during the first 2 months of toll collection. This portion of the news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public. They grow what they sell. With the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more, visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Are you worried about a recession due to the downward trend of Wall Street in response to President Trump's global tariffs? Bankrate's chief financial analyst, Greg McBride, says businesses may not be in hiring mode for some time.
They sit back and they wait for the dust to settle. And that, just by itself, that can be a headwind to economic growth. So, you know, again, that's just something else we're going to have to watch in the coming months is, you know, does business investment really get scaled back?
On Monday, Goldman Sachs hiked the odds of a recession by 10% from 35 to 45%. JP Morgan puts recession chances at 60%. A Millville man is under arrest for threatening to set off a bomb on his front porch. Police say Charles Loughran is charged with false public alarms and weapons offenses in the incident last Thursday on West Main Street. The 52-year-old allegedly hinted to his neighbor that a briefcase on his porch looked like a suitcase bomb and then it would go off in a few hours. Cumberland County Bomb Squad responded, deemed the suitcase not to be a threat, but they did find several guns in Loughran's home. To download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Goodbye rain. Hello, sun. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cooler, drier air mass is here. For the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, we will enjoy sunshine, but also chilly temperatures running 10 to 15 degrees below normal for early April. That'll put highs this afternoon in the lower to mid 40s. Again, we've got mostly sunny skies, but also a brisk wind. A widespread freeze is likely for almost all of New Jersey tonight. It'll be clear and dry, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, the wind calms down. That's good. We'll see lots of sunshine and temperatures still on the cool side. Highs will be around 50. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and lower 50s on Thursday. Scattered rain showers move in eventually. Friday, we get soaked. Rain will be heavy at times. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Parsippany right now is 36, South Plainfield 39, Manahawkin is 41. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit them online, guaranteedservice.com. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.